Good morning, everybody. This is KE8ZRI Mobile listening. N8VDZ, KE8ZRI.
KE8, hell yeah, statewide one.
KE8LAX, N8WRO, Richmond.
Hey, Tim, I heard you, but I didn't hear who you were calling. This is KE8LAX.
That would be you, sir. I heard your call earlier and just got back to the radio. How's it going today, Dean?
It's going. Taking the kid to work, and although the temperature is phenomenal outside, it's a little wet, so that's a little disappointing. But that's all right, because that gives me some time to finish setting up and launching this page and going from there. And then I got a couple ways I would like to attempt to go with this for the long term. That I won't talk about over the air. I'll probably message you direct.
Sounds good. And if I'm not mistaken, that link that we had for this first roll of the YouTube, was it true that you have to be a member of Discord in order for that to work? Is that correct?
No, it's whoever I send it to. No matter how I send it. And the cool part is that once the video is all said and done, I get demographics because it lets me know who opened it through Discord, who opened it through email. I get demographics in that respect.
And it's still accessible right now, right? We're going to have that for a period of time or for a certain period of time? I know we talked about this already, but I forgot.
So the link that has been handed out does work and will continue to work for that video only. If you were to try to use that link for next month's meeting, it will not work. It will only bring you to the video for the last meeting. So we are able to control it.
So I have to talk to my buddy in Utica again. His response was the link asked him to sign up for Discord, and he kind of didn't want to do that at the current time. And I said, no, you shouldn't have to. And I was going to get back with him. He should just try it again, right? I mean, I don't know exactly why that would be.
Oh, I know exactly why. Because I sent it to you over Discord, so Discord embedded itself into that message. I will send it to you over email when I have a little bit of free extra time.
Excellent. That is the answer. I should have thought of it. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, whenever time permits, and then I'll get it over to Gary, and he can take a look at it as well. And then we never finished our discussion on the mic. I agree with you about switching things up. I didn't mind doing it, but was there a mic audio problem at times on the one I had?
No. Well, so yes, there was, but it wasn't a mic audio problem on your end. I thought that I actually messed up a little bit on the gain settings for those mics, and because the mics that we have, both sets are identical, so I cranked them up for Dave and Mike. And I lowered them down for the hand mics, but it was opposite because I got confused as to which mic was which or which receiver was which. I will be marking them with like a label maker so that I don't make that mistake again. And I'm also I worked on a monitoring system so I can have a set of headphones on and actually listen to all the channels of audio as it's going. But the gain settings were wrong, and I think it's NAWCB, Dave Sr., we were messaging on the live chat, and he gave me some feedback, so I was able to crank up some of the gain towards the end of the meeting, and that was able to rectify a good chunk of our issues. But there was some echoing problems from like Dave and Mike being picked up on their mics and on the other mics. So I think the monitoring thing will fix that. Back over to you, Tim. This is KEA-LAX.
NAWRO, that makes a whole heck of a lot of sense, because I had bits and pieces of all that, and I didn't quite put it together. I knew Dave Sr. was being a quality control chef for you, and I thought that was really good. And then I knew something was up, but I didn't know. And I figured you had it was a beta test, right, or alpha test, whatever you're calling it. But and you have a method to correct it, so that's good. Good on all that. And then I just want to let you know I forgot to put your level 1 on the roster, but I finally got it on. I went through today and corrected everyone's levels as far as I know them, so at least that's on there now, too. Get credit for what you got, right?
Absolutely. I appreciate it. Coming up here in the near future, I don't really see a point in it myself, but here in the near future, I will also have a GMRS call sign to send over to you. I started listening to it a little bit. My son's kind of interested, so I was like, I'll tell you what, I'll get it because it works for you. But I don't know if I'm necessarily interested in it. But I know you have everybody's GMRS call signs, and so that should be here in the near future.
Yes, I would appreciate that. I do collect them and have it cross-referenced on a different roster, but I do have other rosters with the GMRS signs on it as well as the GMR ID. Yeah, in fact, that's the same roster. It's a GMR ID, PAM, FCC call, and GRMS call. And oddly enough, that's how I got back into the service, the hobby, whatever we're going to call it, is when the project formerly known as MI8 first came about a couple years ago. I got mine, and that drew me back in, and I'm thinking, hey, wait a minute, I have my ham call still. So I went back in that direction. But, yeah, it's great because of the family members. Despite some of the issues that Sean is having with their repeaters. But still good to have. Back to you.
Well, I mean, when I was listening to it, because I went straight for my ham, and actually I'm kind of crash-coursing my general at the moment. Without studying my first test, I got a 67% on my practice test. So probably won't take me very long to upgrade to general. But either way, I was listening to it on the Mount Clemens repeater, and I was like, man, this is really, like, because I started as a ham, and I never even programmed or listened to GMRS ever. I listened to this, and I'm like, man, this is really informal. I think this would drive me nuts. Back over to you, Tim.
Yeah, the problem is it's mixed out there. There's quite a number of good, shall we say, good actors, good people that try to make it right. And then of course, there's the, as Sean always refers to it, the tomfoolery that happens, and it's beyond that. I mean, it goes way well beyond that, where it's just like, that's why they had to disconnect the links, I think. So anyways, I guess maybe we're not supposed to talk about that. So, but anyways, as far as GRMS itself, yeah, it's another good thing to have, and we can talk to our family members that way. And, yeah, I appreciate having that. Every now and then I do a cross-reference check to see if anyone's got it. Really been lately doing the GMR ID, see if anyone gets new GMR ID. Wally likes to have that list so that he can have all the IDs for everyone in our group. So, but with that, I guess we have the next meeting will be on Monday. I'm not sure. It should be an in-person, but we don't know the location yet. So we'll stay tuned from that from the bosses.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll wait and figure that out. Definitely on the next net. Definitely on the next net. I will probably have announcements this time. I still do not have a net schedule. I know that Mike said he would like me to take over for anything that has Dave's name on it, but I do not have a net schedule yet, so I do not know when my time is back up. But on the next net, I will have announcements because we're going to need, with this new page, we can't transfer anything, so I'm going to need all of our members' help that use like Facebook and stuff to be able to share the new page and get that up and rolling and try to get traction with it.
And that sounds good. I think John's got the net, and I'm going to attempt to do my feeble attempt at backup, but we'll certainly make sure that you get time to do announcements. In AWRO, back over to you, and I'm jotting a note down to get that schedule over to you post haste.
Sounds good. yeah, that's I think about all I have. Yesterday radio was super, super quiet, 7.2 and BMR. Glad to actually hear someone out. I know there's people monitoring, but Jen, I'm assuming yesterday just nobody wanted to talk or something. I don't know. But either way, yeah, that's about all I have. That's something I'm going to be finishing up today. And then I'll be posting links to the page on the other page. And then, like I said, I've got some ideas for that page that I'll talk to you and everybody else about off the air. This is K8LX, and I will be saying 7.3s, and I'll be clear on your final.
Sounds good. Dean, 7.3s to you and your family. Have a happy Thanksgiving, and I'm sure we'll talk soon. N8WRO, I will be clear, QSO.
N8WRO, N8WRO, K8LX. N8WRO, N8WRO, K8LAX. Nothing heard, K8LAX clear.
W8DPD, mobile, monitoring statewide 1.
W8DPD, K8LAX, how are you doing today, Brian?
Well, it was a little bit of a struggle, being today was my last day before the holidays. When I just walked out of work, and I survived. How have you been doing today?
Oh, I've been doing all right. Just got back to the house after doing some running around, and I was sitting in the car, and I heard you call, so I figured I'd you were monitoring, but I figured I'd pop in, see how you were doing.
Yeah, well, playing around with the roaming on this radio last night, that's why I called out mostly, because I don't have any of the frequencies programmed in on this channel. I just have the default that the radio goes to when you have a blank cold plug, but I have the roaming group, the roaming list filled out, and it is, sometimes it takes a while, but it's working good. I just got to see if there's any way I can speed it up a little bit, but other than that, it finds whatever I need it to find.
Copy that. I know we talked about it. What radio are you using? I think you're using Motorola. Is that right?
Yeah, this is a Motorola 4550. But now I'm going to take what I just learned and some of the settings that I had and look for it on my Anytone 878.
Okay, I've got the VTech 6X2 that I'm talking on, which is basically VTech buys the 878 from Anytone and does their own code plug to it. It's very, very similar, even in the CPS software. But I was working on the roaming the other day, and it was okay, but I think I need to learn more about it. Because I was having a hard time, but also right where I was, the heat maps on the CMN website, I think, are a smidge off. If I had an external antenna, I might have been able to get in a lot better, but HT in the car, where they said it was solid, wasn't so solid. But yeah, I got to figure out a little bit more on this, but I think I'm getting somewhere. And I only have statewide one set up on the roaming. If I need any of the other channels, I should know where I'm located and what machine I'm on to select those.
Yeah, well, I broke it down to east and west because I didn't have enough frequencies because you only program 16 channels. So basically I got east and then I have the rest of them all under west. And that's kind of the way that Wally had it set up. So I kind of followed that. But, yeah, right now I'm roaming onto the Mount Clemens tower. This morning it had me roam to the Novi tower. So I've got a little short antenna, magnetic mount antenna on the roof, and that's all I got. So I'm learning a little bit. Like I say, tweak the settings and figure out how I broke it and put it back together, and I'll learn the rest of it.
Yeah, copy that. I've never had a radio that did roaming, or I shouldn't say that. I've got a radio that does roaming, but it requires the firmware update, and I haven't played with it. But this radio came out of the box with the capabilities, so it's more along the lines of I have them programmed, but it's figuring out the settings for how often you want it to search, when you want it to search, and some of those settings I'm figuring out. But if your test was for the roaming, it seems to have worked out pretty decent. Back over to you, Ben.
Yeah, like you said, I don't even have a frequency for DMR programmed in to this channel, so it's finding it off the roam list, which I couldn't get it to do. Part of that was the fact that my truck, and I had Detroit for my default channel, the frequencies in there, my truck produces some noise, and it's, as long as it's seeing a signal, it's not going to roam, whether it's noise or actual signal. So, yeah, I kind of figured that out accidentally because it wouldn't let me key up one day because of the noise.
Okay, that would make sense, because I would assume that the radio thinks it's receiving noise or not, and therefore it doesn't go into a roaming mode. I guess that would make sense, huh?
Yeah, in the Motorola, you have a setting where you configure the RSSI, which is the signal strength, once it gets down so low, and I did lower it a little bit, but I didn't want to go too far. And this radio, I believe I can only do it as a batch in a general setting, and I can't do it per channel. So I had to find another way around, and this looks like the way to go around.
Awesome. Well, I mean, that's a big part of this hobby is experimenting and figuring things out that you normally wouldn't know or understand. So that's definitely good. I'm gonna pop inside the house. I can receive and transmit inside the house, but I got some work to do here on the computer. So I'm gonna say 7-3s. Glad you got something figured out, and we will be talking soon. And if I don't talk to you before Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. This is KE8LAX, and I will be clear and monitoring on your final. Back over to you, Ryan.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and say happy Thanksgiving because tomorrow, sometime during the morning-ish, I hope, I am heading up to my property in Mount Pleasant, and I'm like right between, with my smaller antenna, I'm right between Shepherd and Midland, so we'll see how that works. But, yeah, I'm going up north, going to try and kill me a deer and have Thanksgiving with my immediate family. And I'm pulling up at my home QTH as well. So, 73s, I'll talk to you later. WABPD.
KZAK. Say right one.
KZAKJLKELAX. Tom, just letting you know there was a bit of an echo. I don't know if you had another radio monitoring or not, but there was a little bit of an echo.
Yeah, I had my other radio up. I was actually seeing if I was at the Detroit Tower. I'm on an HD 5 watts. KZAKJL. Wow, I'm having a brain fart today.
I didn't catch your last. Please go again. KELAX.
KELAX. KCKGO. How about now?
Oh, you came in good that time. When you said you were using a handheld, were you using the DM? What was it, 717 or something?
Well, I was using the handheld. I wanted to see how I sounded on it, and I just happened to have my mobile tuned in also that part. Statewide one, and that's where the echo came from.
Fair enough. Yep, I'm just working on some stuff. Whereabouts are you getting in on the Detroit repeater?
Highland Park.
You drive around so much. I do not miss those days anymore. But I guess even when I was driving truck, you eventually just get used to it in miles. Only equate to minutes at that point. Back over to you, Tom.
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah, I'm usually local, but I still do a lot of miles because I handle, Washington, Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb County, so.
I have never actually met, but there's a lot of miles before.
Yeah, I just go where they tell me, and today they told me to go to Ann Arbor, and I was there, and now I'm heading over to Mound Road in Warren, like, I don't know, 9 miles, somewhere around there. I don't know, I'm supposed to be there by 4:37, but we'll see how that rolls.
Leaving a gap for any other stations. Yeah, I, right now I'm working on the new page, and, getting all that ironed out because when you move over to a professional organization page, things get a whole lot more complicated. So I'm learning this, and then I'm going to be sending over a request to join the page. Hopefully, I can transfer over and send requests to everybody that's on the original page and shut that one down at some point here. KELAX Friday.
Oh, that's cool, and that's why you're the PIO. Can't wait to see it up. Yeah, when I get the notification, I'll definitely join it, that. Wonder where KFADTQ is. I haven't heard him on the airwaves lately.
I was just leaving a gap in there to see if he wanted to pop in, if he was monitoring. I talked to him a few times on 7.2. He started a new job, and on his trip home, there's been a couple times I've caught him on 7.2, and he's wherever he's at. He's on his HT with just a ducky antenna, and he's getting in pretty good. But I have not heard him on DMR in a while.
That's cool. I know that he was between employment opportunities, and hopefully he got what he was looking for.
He wouldn't elaborate too much. It sounds like it's a a job with some confidential nature to it. But it sounded like it from what I understood. So I'm definitely glad when I heard about it. I gave him a congratulations over the air. That's definitely a plus. But I hope he's enjoying it. And yeah, he
Well, he told me what he went to school for, so that sounds like he got the position that he was looking for. And I think that's really, really cool. I mean, he's one smart kid, I know that.
Yeah, no arguments. I don't exactly know the details, but I know he went to school for coding, I believe it was. I don't know to what extent or to what capacity, but as long as he found something that he's happy at, that he can be successful and, you know, not hate his life in the 9-to-5 grind, then that is a success in my book.
100%.
All right, Tom. Well, I'm going to say 7-3s and get back to working on this, and I'll be monitoring, and I'll catch you on the air soon. I'll be clear and monitoring on your final. This is KE8LAX.
Yeah, I was going to do the same thing. Cut you loose. So, all right, 73, boss. I'm going to get back to work after I see where my coworker's at. KE8KTO. KJL. All right, let's try this one. KCKJL monitoring statewide one for a bit.
KC8KJO, KE8ZRI. Hi, Tom. I heard you in here. Just want to say hello.
Yeah, just when you started chatting, you were with Sean off, and then I got two phone calls. So I had to take care of those real quick. Yeah, it's strange how small a world it is and how common a last name could be.
Yeah, but I guess that's like Smith, you know, in Ireland, the McCarthy's. Hey, you sound like $1,000,000 tonight. I don't know what you did with that radio, but you sound great on the radio tonight.
I'm actually using my new DMR-HT because on my Motorola, talking to a coworker who's up ahead of me. I'll switch over. Let's see what it says. I can move this over to GMRS.
Yeah, what kind of radio is that again? You sound like $1,000,000.
It's one of those Baofeng DM-1701s. And, got it working last night. I got it yesterday, ripped it open, and with the help from 88OD, was able to put OpenGD77 on it. Once I had the right files, it just loaded like crazy. And then I put my code plug in it for my UV380.
I have the exact radio. I have the DM1701 with the GD77 firmware. And I didn't have anybody to help with figuring all that out, but I got it all figured out, and I got a code plug written, and, I got a code plug sort of written. And, I hope I sound as good as you do, because you sound like $1,000,000.
Oh, yeah, you sound really good. Yeah, I just talked to John and said, hey, I got to do this. That's what I got. And he goes, okay, here's the link. He sent me a link, and all I forgot was one little option. I forgot to open file and update, and I had to open up the DMR-1701 and put the bin file in there. Once I put the bin file in there, then it just downloaded. It was done in like 30 seconds.
Yeah, I can't even remember how to do it. I was just following somebody step-by-step on YouTube.
Yeah, that's what I was. Well, I wasn't YouTube. I just followed the link because I was trying to find it under OpenGD77, and I couldn't find it, so he just sent me the link, and after I got the link, then it was just, you know, a matter of timing.
Yes, 8BLX.
I mean, this radio sat on the shelf for like a year, or about a year, I think, from that original software that Baofeng sent with it. And I give up on it, and it just sat there for a whole year. I sat there looking at it, and then I said, oh, what the heck, I'll try this GD77. I did it, and it was great.
Yeah. I think, Dean, are you in there, KELAX? I heard you chirp in there. Go ahead.
No, this is KF8BLX. Just sitting here listening to you guys talk. Just wanted to let you know that now you got that 1701 there working on the GD77. That radio is also a hotspot, which means that you can just plug it into your computer, turn on the hotspot on it, and use another DMR radio and pretty much go anywhere with D-Star Fusion, DMR. Works really good, too.
Is that with the original Baofeng firmware, or is that with OpenGD77?
No, that's with the OpenGD77. You'll see it in the menu. You'll see hotspot. And like you said, you just turn it on, you assign it a frequency to use as the hotspot, plug it into the computer with the programming cable, and go to town.
Well, that's neat. And I got a hotspot at home anyways. I got a Shark RF OpenSpot 1 that's programmed for my other DMR radio. And then I just built a All-Star node for analog. So I'm all good there. That's a good thing to know.
Well, the good thing is it works on all the platforms, not just DMR. It works on D-Star, Fusion, and then you can, with one radio, without having to change everything every time you want to change your talk groups and everything, you can go to brand mic or TGIF, all that. It does it all just on one connection. It's a piece of software. It's called Blue DV. Blue Digital Video, whatever. I don't know. but just with the one piece of software, you've got all of the platforms, so you don't need multiple hotspots at all.
In favor, email me that link. My email is in QRZ under Kilo Charlie 8 Kilo Juliet Oscar, KCKJO. Go ahead, Brian. I don't want to leave you out there.
Oh, no. I was just listening to you guys. I guess that's the next step. I got to figure out the hotspot thing. I have one of those OrSync hotspots. I want to get that working first, I think, and then I'll play around with this radio some more. But you know, this radio is really impressing me. I don't know how you guys feel about these cheap Chinese radios, but this radio is really doing a good job.
I don't know. I just put mine together last night, and it sounds really good. Now I'm over on my Motorola KKKJO.
Yeah, I had to turn the volume up a little bit when you went to the Motorola.
Yeah, I got to bring the mic audio up. I got to get in the programming and change it a little bit, because I had a little bit more silence because I was parking on it, so I got to bring it up just a small tad.
Yeah, I wouldn't bring it up very much, just a little tad, like you said.
Yeah, I think I got minus 19. I got to bring it up to my KBTT. See how that does. All right, let me swap back to my HD because I want to put some views into it. Give me a minute. KCKJO.
Okay, standing by, KE8ZRI. And thanks a lot, Richard. Thanks for the help on hotspot.
Yep, no problem. I will email you that link there. I'm looking you up right now. But I'm going to go back inside here. Actually, I'm on a Motorola handheld. My sitting up by my back door, so I'm going to go back and do the main room here, and I'll send you that email. Okay, thank you, Alex. And I'm back on the side.
KCKJO. KCKJO, back on statewide one, KG.
Hi, Dean.
You're a little quiet today, Dean. KCKJO.
Yeah, I've been talking a little bit quieter because I'm in my office and it kind of echoes. That would be my mistake. Normally I'm a little closer and a little louder, so that's probably a little bit better. And hello, Brian.
Hey, Dean, that was a really good job you did on the video. I got to review the first half of the meeting that I missed. And, it was really good. I mean, the volume on the audio was a little bit low, but that's something that we can resolve, I think.
Tom, over to you.
Oh, I was trying to listen to Jack, too. I got this one going. I got the FRS going. Well, he'll call me back at a minute anyways. He's on the phone. And I got Jack over on FBI.
Yeah, this little HD, I'm really starting to enjoy it. Getting used to it, too.
My wife was watching the video with me of the meeting, and she says, all those guys got long beards. I guess I'm going to have to grow a beard now, she says.
That's funny. Towards the beginning, and actually majority of the meeting, I didn't realize that for the hand mics that we got, because we got four microphones in that setup, the hand mics, the gain was turned way down, and I didn't have a way of monitoring audio. I figured that out, but there's a couple other things that I'm going to do to make it a little bit easier, I think. That was our first official stream, so I'll be doing a little bit more to make it easier for everyone and get better audio out of it. Over to you, Tom.
Yeah, that sounded really good. You know, well, I didn't get it, but looks like David's out.
Vicky says that she's going to blow throw my radio out the window, because when Tom comes in there talking, it was so loud and clear. I had the volume up for you, Dean, and Tom screamed in her ear.
Oh, you know what? I updated my firmware. It might have turned down my mic gain. You know, I just thought about that.
Yeah, I turned the mic gain up just
WABPD, mobile, statewide one.
Oh, there's Mr. Bryant. Go ahead. Your turn at the table.
Yeah, I heard your little mistake earlier today when you grabbed the wrong microphone. Good evening, gentlemen. How does this mobile radio sound? I got a stubby antenna on the roof, and I'm roaming through Mount Clemens repeater right now.
You sound good to me. Dean, other Brian, on the phone, KCHBGL.
Sound really good. You sound really clear. Did you mean one of those little stubby antennas that are just a couple inches tall?
Yeah, it's an NMO mount on a magnet. It's, about 3 inches tall total. Instead of being just a wire one, it's the thicker one that covers the whole NMO mount.
Sounds really good to me. Sounds real clear here.
Believe it or not, I'm using the Motorola 4550. I don't have any of the DMR frequencies programmed into this channel, except for on my roam list. And I figured out pretty much how to get it to roam now. I figure out whether I could put like my home channel on, and then when I go outside the area, if it'll roam, but I'll find that out tomorrow when I head up north.
Hey, Brian, is that all right? Back off on the mic a little bit. You're overmodulating there. I had to turn you down. And then, Brian, BPD, if you need a Motorola 4550 code plug with all the sites in it, I have that.
Do you know where the mic is on these 1701s?
I believe it's under radio options.
No, I mean, where's it physically?
Not physically, but if maybe I have it where the display is, right where my mouth is at, just giving a slow, steady tone, because I know I have a tendency to bark. So maybe just bring it away from away from your face just a little bit. That might help talk across the mic instead of into it, because it's picking me up really well.
Okay, how does this sound right now?
That's a little bit better. I am BPH, but then I can send you my code plug for the XPR 4550. It's already fully loaded.
I actually got the code plug from Wally when I had to update the firmware to get into this code plug to initially program it. So, yeah, I got pretty much everything that Wally should have given you.
Okay, I just want to make sure, because the one that Wally put in for me, I uploaded and I modified it some and then sent it back down to the radio. I got to update it again.
Yeah, well, I get to add ZRI and a couple of others because they're not on my list yet. But I've been working on this roaming thing, trying to get it, because I noticed, not so much with this radio, but with the 7550E, that it wasn't roaming the way I thought it should be. So, yep, I think I got it nailed down now, and I'll share that information when I confirm it, after I go up north.
Cool, works for me. Yeah, I gotta try to do a little bit more updating. I got RC in there, you know, 1, 2, 3, and 4 for Oakland County. I got Oakland County DMR in there. I think I have Talk Group 9. So that's in there. Go ahead, Brian, is that all right? KTKGO.
Yeah, Brian, I was just wondering if you were going to use that stubby antenna, or were you going to change it to a longer antenna when you go up north?
I'll probably use the stubby to start the trip with, depending on how the weather is and how everything's going. I will bring the taller antenna with that screws onto the NMO mount with me. So I'll probably toy around with both of them.
Can listen for you and give you a radio report tomorrow. At least I'll be able to do that. I think I have to go to the hospital to visit somebody, but after that... Yeah, maybe we'll talk to you on the radio tomorrow.
If I can hook up with anybody, it'd be great, because I'm not sure when we're going to hit the road. We've got some stuff to do first thing in the morning. Load up the kid and the dog, and then head up there. So I can possibly even hunt tomorrow evening.
Well, I know Brad usually listens out. He's up there. I think he's in the Saginaw area. And for DMR, I've gotten up in Pecani pretty good. And I think I did okay through Grayling. And then all the way up to Petoskey.
Yeah, I'll listen for you, Brian.
Yeah, Tom. I go across US 10, and I usually lose Midland. And I don't quite get Shepherd. Shepherd is south, is west of Mount Pleasant. And I should get those. I should get Shepherd. But, you know, with all the leaf cover and everything in the summertime, and I think the last time I had the stubby antenna and just the HT. So, we'll see. This is 40 watts. This is, the better of the two UHF V1s, R1s, whatever they call it.
Yeah, give it a shot. I'll be out and about tomorrow, and Brian's at our eyes. Sounds like you can be out and about as well.
Yeah, I'll be in the office tomorrow, except for when I got to go to the hospital to visit somebody, but I don't know what time that's going to be. Hey, on the screen here on the radio on the car, a wind advisory just came up that they issued for Midland Bay here on Saginaw tomorrow.
Yeah, well, tomorrow they also have from 7 a.m. tomorrow till 7 p.m. on Thursday, winter storm advisory 2 to 4 inches. And then down here, winter storm advisory for Saturday for up to 4 inches. So we're going to play it by ear, but... we're taking a four-wheel drive, and we have all day to get there.
Absolutely. No rush. I've been up that way in a, actually, where did I have to go? Subway, where the sugar beet factory is. It said the rain and snow was going to be down here, you know, in the lower portion, but got up there, going up 25, and ended up driving right into a blizzard.
LAX. Go ahead, Dean. I bumped my gain up just a little bit. Also, did you switch radios again?
Yeah, I switched back over to my Motorola because I was getting kind of staticky on the handheld. Even though I'm watching it, I just got it turned down. Why, do I sound quieter now? I guess I got to adjust the gain a little bit.
Yeah, I was just curious because you did get a little bit quieter, and then Brian was booming in there. But you had mentioned I was a little bit quiet than usual, but I updated firmware,
so I didn't know if maybe something changed internally in the radio. Is that any better?
Hey, Joe. Yeah, you're a little bit better. And then WABPD, he sounds pretty good. And then ZRI, Bryant, he's still got a little bit of up there, so you got to play with the radio and see if you bring the gain down a couple negative points. Not too much, just a little bit, and I think he'll be pretty good.
Okay. Yeah, you sound a lot better, Dean. You sound a lot better. Just the perfect volume.
I appreciate it, guys. I'm going to stand off to the side and just listen, but I will be here monitoring. This is K8LAX.
23 Dean, KGO. Ryan, BPD, are you still out there?
Yeah, this is the second time I've had this thing out on digital, so. Yeah, I'll bump the gain down two notches and tomorrow, and we'll see what it sounds like.
Who we need is WABD. That way, if we have the Wally factor, then we know where the audio's at. And I said mine, I got mine a little bit away from my mouth. That's probably why I'm quieter. And I bring it closer and I'll bring it up. But yeah, I got to get into programming and bring it up just a tad.
I'm just amazed at how clear these VMR radios sound all around.
Well, besides the pixelation when you get out to the fringe, it should either be good and clear or not at all, according to digital rules. But, yeah, I'm amazed. I enjoy, and I think I understand Wally, like D25 and DMR better because you don't have any static in the conversation to try and listen to over or pick the conversation out of the static sometimes.
Yep, the only drawback is when somebody's talking like me and all of a sudden it just, you're there and then you're not there. But, you know, all radios are like that. You're there and you're not there. Except on analog, you get on the outer fringes and you just start breaking up. Or digital, you start pixelating and then that's it, you're done.
Yeah, my wife can't stand that static. She's always complaining about the static, but I don't hear her complaining when I'm on the DMR.
My wife doesn't like it all the way around. She's like, who are you talking to now? Who are you chirping with? Who are you, chit-chat. I got my All-Star link, my All-Star node set up, and she's like, what are you doing now? Is it playing? She just rolls her eyes and goes back to her show.
Well, way back in the day, I used to have a business band radio in the car and a CB and a stereo on, and she's like, how can you do that? It's just noise. I said, well, you got to listen for what you want to hear.
Yeah, it's funny how you can pick the sound out, you know, the audio out of the noise and the static, you know. You just train your brain to what you're listening to.
100%. I mean, I've been doing it for almost 30 years, and before that, I was listening to radio and listening to police dispatch at the same time because I was out and about. I knew when I heard 168 Frank that they were calling me. So, just like here, I got DMR going, I got P25 on the right, and then I got T-meter 440 going on. I got 2-meter turned down right now because AKYNU is clear talking to Dave Senior, so got that turned down. But I heard somebody pick off on analog saying that ZRI Brian was a little bit hot there, so I wanted to pass it along as a courtesy.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it, Tom. One little construction zone, and there's so many jerks out here, I just want to kill them all. And four people try and cut me off to get into the space in front of me that I already let somebody into.
Yep, they'll be right back. I just got to get a phone call.
A KEA-ZRI for ID.
KEA-B1.
Take it away, Lance.
Where are we going?
I'm going crazy. You want to come along?
I may beat you there.
Now, this is KEA-ZRI. Name is Brian.
Hey, yeah, just dropped off the kills. Headed back home.
W8BED.
Somebody went on digital.
W8BPD.
Hey, Brian, did you sell that radio to Tom, the 1701?
No, we talked to him at the last in-person meeting about buying one. John, 80, AOD having, and we were talking about it. I don't know where he got his from, but they're not that expensive even at Amazon.
You go ahead, Lance.
And I guess I don't know what you guys are chatting about. Let's cruise along here.
Yeah, I think these radios are only like $60 or something on Amazon. That's where I got mine from. But I don't know. I'm a new ham. I don't know that much about radios, but boy, I'm really impressed with this thing.
Well, the DM-1701 was the first DMR radio that I owned. I still have it. It's on my bench, and I use it mostly for running my hotspots because I upgraded to the Anytone 878, and I now have the Motorola 7550E for handheld. And then for mobiles, the 4550 is the only mobile that I have that does DMR, but I've got two P25s, one VHF, one UHF.
I think that the UHF P25 might be one of my old radios. You got it from Wally.
Brian, what's on P25? That's another mode, I guess, but is there anything on there? I don't know what P25 is.
P25 is just another digital standard. It's what the state of Michigan uses. And there's not a lot out there. If you go through the hotspot, you can find thought groups that have some activity on them. But Central Michigan has some VHF and 900 megahertz, and Sean has the one UHF P25 repeaters. So they're usually linked together. It's just another digital mode for talking, just like Fusion and D-Star, and I believe P25 is similar to Diffusion.
Yeah, they're both C4FM. I think he's more closer to you and wide. Radio just unplugged on me, so I just had to reboot it.
The P25s, I believe, though, are more expensive radios, right? That's like the Motorola.
Yeah, there's not as many flavors, but there are a couple of flavors that do P25. I just chose the Motorola because I was more familiar with it. But just like anything else, there's a couple of them that actually do P25 natively.
And you're usually buying used radios off eBay for P25. That's what I do. Is get some used ones and hook them up and get them programmed. But like if you're buying new, yeah, it can be $8,000 for a handheld.
Wow, $8,000 did you say?
Yeah, if you want a brand spanking new one. One of the biggest problems with buying the Motorola is you're locked into one band, UHF or VHF. But there's no dual band Motorolas that are in an amateur radio used market price range.
Yeah, Motorola's catering to the public safety end of things. Big businesses. So if you have to ask, you can't afford a price range.
Is that what police and fire use?
Predominantly, yes. Typically, you think of public safety, you think of P25. And when you think of businesses, some of the trunk systems around, like over at Chrysler, we use the Moto Turbo, which is DMR.
And at least in Michigan, most of the public safety is 800 megahertz, 700-800 megahertz, but same protocol, just different frequencies.
Oh, okay. I see. Hey, guys, I got to jump out of here. I'm getting destinated. I'm going to say 70 degrees to you, Brian, and you, Lance. Thanks for coming back to me, and we'll see you guys later. This is this is KE8ZRI out.
All right, Brian, Lance, good talking to you. I just backed into my spot. I'm at the bowling alley. Time for me to go have a couple of beers and chuck a ball. Everybody have a good evening. WABPD, I'll be clear.
All right, 7-3. Yeah, I heard the drinking team has a bowling problem over there. This is ABL.
KCKJO, not a drink statewide one.
KF8BLX monitoring Michigan statewide one.